Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake Vonnegut with you guys here on Overtime, and plenty of questions surrounding the Browns, right? I told you, I'd be just as surprised if we get to 2 wins as if we get to 10 wins. It would be in relatively low surprise level. I'd be somewhere around the same for both. To help answer that and questions surrounding the Buckeyes here, is there, crazy enough, not that far away from starting their season? We head out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can find his work on Cleveland Browns NSI, on Ohio State Buckeyes NSI. It's Dylan Feldovich, and he joins us now. Dylan, what's going on?
Not much. Just pretty happy now that the Guardians seem to figure it out on offense.
Yeah, I mean, apparently all it took was a David Fry homer in the ninth inning to spark some energy into this team. I'm okay with it.
No kidding. Yeah, I'll take whatever at this point.
Much better than a 10-game losing streak, that's for sure. I mean, that's low bar to set.
Yeah.
Dylan, we talked about the Browns earlier, but I do want to highlight an article that you put out today on Cleveland Browns NSI, detailing how you expect the Browns offensive line to be poised for a big bounce back compared to what they had last year. Meanwhile, we're looking at PFF just came out their offensive line rankings a couple of days ago. They threw the Browns all the way down at 27th. In the league. So what makes you so much higher on this group than going and looking somewhere like PFF, which has them near the bottom of the league?
Well, I think they are definitely right to have them ranked that lowly after last season. It was pretty dreadful, to say the least. That's just not with the offensive line, but everything in that aspect. But, you know, overall, though, this has kind of been the one underlying thing that really no one has been talking about recently, and it's the fact that now with Kevin Stefanski coming back in and calling the plays, it's going to open up so much more for the offensive line. I know Joe Batonio earlier this summer was talking about how the offensive line is way better suited for a Kevin Stefanski-led offense, the numbers pretty much prove that as well, too. I mean, in 2023, they averaged 118 yards per game on the ground there. And then in 2024, dramatically fell off there. They were towards the bottom of the league at 94 rushing yards per game. And it's definitely one of those things where now that you have a revamped offensive attack with, you know, two rookie running backs in Quinshon Judkins, Dylan Sampson, and then also two Jerome Ford in that mix, you kind of got this great trio there. And now that you can get Stefanski's offense, which is a lot more of the bootleg play action that you see, you got to have some efficiency on the ground to be able to set it up. And I think that being able to have this mixture of both outside and inside runs with the offensive line being able to do that now too, I think it's going to be not only good for the rushing attack, but also the passing game too. You know, we always talk about how the run game, how you need to establish it, and then how it plays into the passing game. It's going to be a lot less stress then on whoever gets the starting quarterback job for the Browns this season. And I think overall, it's all going to be based on what gets started in the trenches. And if they look a lot better, which I'm expecting them to, I think it's going to be at least a better offensive attack than we saw in 2024 there.
Is age a problem for you at all? Because obviously, like, we can point to 2023 and how good they were. You're now 2 years older. Everybody outside of DeJuan Jones that's a starting role in this offensive line is going to be over 30 heading into this year. Is that a problem for you at all, or do you still expect it to be as good as it was 2 years ago?
I mean, there's a little bit of a concern. Obviously, Joel said that in the press conference when he was talking about that. To me, though, I think that there are still enough juice in there. You know, it's not necessarily like a running back where you see the steep decline after the age of 28 or something like that. See guys in the league like Trent Williams still dominating now, and it's just going to be more of a case of being able to stay healthy. You know, that was one of the things in 2023 where there wasn't a lot of healthy guys there, and it was almost a revolving door with most of the positions, but they still managed to do it. And I think that's where the optimism kind of grows for me, knowing that, okay, even though that the scheme is a little bit different from last year, and now Kevin Stefanski's coming in and implementing that old scheme again, I think that that's more of a positive sign. So I would say probably just injury concerns would be more valid over than the age factor there.
Obviously, one of the guys with major injury concerns, I mean, you could really point to all five spots, but I'll highlight DeJuan Jones, who's made significant time the last 2 years dealing with lower body injuries, not able to stay healthy. Where are sort of your expectations for him coming into this year? Are we on the high end? Should we be confident in what DeJuan's going to bring? Or is there a lot of skepticism alongside of him and his play so far?
Honestly, I'm pretty confident for DeJuan Jones to have a bounce back year this year. I think when he was coming out of college, I was pretty high on him. I was completely shocked, to be honest with you, that he fell to the fourth round. I know that he's, you know, he's massive, and that was definitely a concern. But at the same time, too, there was definitely some traits there, and he definitely showed that in 2023 there. I think the one thing that you're going to have to look for when we're watching DeJuan Jones this year is how well he'll do in the run game. That was a big concern from him, not just in 2023 and 2024, but also coming out of college as well. He has struggled with that a little bit here and there, but I think that if he can kind of improve on that and keep building off of that, I think he'll be pretty good.
Dylan Feltovich, Cleveland Browns NSI, Ohio State Buckeyes NSI, with us here on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dylan, I talked about it earlier on to start off our show today. I basically threw out anywhere from 2 wins to 10 wins. You finished on either end of the spectrum. I just wouldn't be that shocked. I'd probably be around the same level of surprised if the Browns were on either spot of that. Now, people are saying I'm over here huffing paint, as I've heard that multiple times in my Browns projections. Is that reality? You can tell me it's true. Do I sound like I'm huffing paint, or is there some truth to what I'm saying in your eyes?
I want to go that far, but I think there is some validity to your comment there. We had this discussion a couple weeks ago where it honestly makes sense to have such a wide range of outcomes for the Browns this year. At a baseline level, obviously, you look at last year and you see the improvements made this year. You're probably thinking that it's not going to be, you know, a tremendous bounce back year in general for the team. But at the same time, too, that defensive line, honestly, it has gotten tremendously so much better, in my opinion, because now you have not just an outside threat in Myles Garrett. You're adding Mason Graham inside the middle, who I was very high on. I watched him a couple of times last year. Tremendous, tremendous athlete from the interior, and he could just get after the quarterback. There's just so many different elements that have been just little improvements here and there that I think will make it it makes it a wild card in a sense. And, you know, that's the thing with the Browns. No one expected them to go that far into the playoffs in 2023. You know, that was one of the big things. And now, you know, everyone expected them to do well in 2024, and it was completely gone. So you never know with them, but I definitely think that there is some validity there when you say that it could either be 10 to 2 wins.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
A lot of that obviously comes down to quarterback play. And don't, as we look at it, like the final say obviously comes down. It's Kevin Stefanski's team, right? He's going to have the final say on who the quarterback is. How much impact for you, though, should the word of the veterans and who they want to see play, guys like Joel Bitonio and your other 30-plus-year-olds on the offensive line, your David Njoku's, how much should their word have a factor into who the starting quarterback is week one?
I think it should have a big factor, and you're forgetting one key name in Myles Garrett, because that was the biggest thing this offseason with Myles was he wants to win and he wants to compete for a Super Bowl. And at this point, you know, you've got to be able to kind of cater to those guys. He's easily your best player, to say the least, and you want to make sure that all of your best guys are happy and stuff. I think it has a huge impact. And then also, too, on top of that, those are the guys that are going to be consistently playing for you every single day. You want to have them buy into what you're preaching. And I think being able to have that come into as a factor is going to be huge for the Browns. And I think that that's something that they definitely need to consider moving forward with this decision.
Dylan, you have your pick. Who's the starting quarterback week one?
Oh, goodness. Honestly, I would probably lean Joe Flacco right now, but at this point, I mean, it really just comes down to what you're expecting with the organization. Is this going to be a year where you kind of kick it down to 2026, or are we going to try to compete? Because if you're going to try to compete, I think Joe Flacco probably gives you the best opportunity there. He has the experience. He knows what the system's like, and he has proven to win in this system. However, if you're not going to try to win with this roster this year, then you want to just try out one of the rookie quarterbacks or Kenny Pickett at that point.
Again, Dylan Feltovich of Sports Illustrated with us here on the hotline. Dylan, I've come to the point where I've soured on the idea, not Shador himself, but the idea that he gets a serious shot to prove himself to be a starter before you get to 2026 and you have two first-round picks that you could be using on a quarterback. Are either of the two rookies, do you think, have a real chance to prove themselves and earn a job and keep the Browns from drafting their replacement or, you know, Joe or Kenny's replacement, essentially, and them never getting a chance this season? Do they really have an opportunity to do that?
I think there's going to be some opportunity. You know, I don't... If we're going to talk about, you know, the spectrum of 2 to 10 wins, like you mentioned, I'm probably leaning closer towards the 2 rather than the 10. So there is most likely going to be an opportunity for them to potentially prove themselves. I honestly think that just by the name and stuff, Shador's probably going to get an opportunity. I'd like to see Dylan Gabriel as well. However, I feel like Dylan Gabriel's a little bit more suited for a backup role in the NFL. And I think that even then you want to try Shador out. You want to see what he has. I would be a little bit scared then too, because you never know with a small sample size there what you're actually going to get. But I think they're definitely going to have the opportunity. But I also think too, on the other hand, you got to consider you got two first round picks, and this quarterback class coming up is supposed to be a lot better than last year's. So I definitely think that they are going to be very picky on who that starting quarterback will be for the 2026 season. And if they like a name in the draft, I'm sure they're going to take the shot on that.
Dylan, you cover the Browns. You also cover the Buckeyes. It's supposed to be a big run game year for the Browns going back to the Stefanski offense. I don't know that we can say the same thing about Ohio State. You lose Quinshon Judkins. You lose Travion Henderson. How difficult is it to replace those two guys? And as you see it right now, how are the Buckeyes' plans shaping up to who's going to replace them and whether or not that's actually going to be effective?
Yeah, and that was funny that you mentioned that too, because that was something that I posed on X a couple of days ago, and I asked what the biggest issue is for the Ohio State Buckeyes this year. And I mean, one underlying thing, obviously you're going to have the defensive line. I think that's the biggest one so far. However, I also think that the run game it's going to take a dramatic fall off, to be honest with you. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them to still do very well on the run, just because, again, it's Ohio State. James Peeble also showed a lot of promise last year in his limited time. But at the same time, too, you had Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson, both guys basically rushing for 1,000 yards last year. It's very hard to replace that. And I do kind of like the combination that they're rolling with this year with Peoples. And then also you got the transfer in from West Virginia, C.J. Donaldson. I think it's going to be pretty solid still, but at the same time too, I don't think it's going to be a similar result as what we saw last year. And luckily for the Buckeyes, you have Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, Brandon Innes, and Max Clark, the tight end from Purdue. You got a pretty good passing attack. So worst case scenario, you could throw out the ball there too. So not too big of a concern, but it's definitely one thing that fans need to be looking out for.
Dylan, Jeremiah Smith made a promise in a sit-down with The Athletic not to lose to Michigan while he's a Buckeye, which he threw out for 2 years. So I'm taking that one to the bank. He's not going anywhere. But 2026 Michigan recruit Dorian Barney also made that same promise to Wolverine fans. I'll ask you about both. We'll start with Jeremiah. How much weight should that hold for Ohio State fans, him making that promise?
Well, I did think that it was pretty ironic that it was two more years as well, knowing that he's probably just going to go into the draft after his junior season. I think it definitely holds some validity, though, just because knowing how big this game is, you got to win it this year. It's now or nothing, because one of the big things that Michigan has, their recruiting has been pretty good so far in this 2026 class. And on top of that, too, they got a freshman coming in, Bryce Underwood. You probably have heard him. He was the number one quarterback last year in the 2025 recruiting class. They're on the rise. And I think a lot of people kind of discount them after last season and kind of the woes that they faced there. But Sherrone Moore has been doing a pretty good job in terms of recruiting. And this is going to be the year where you got to be able to attack and win that game, because you don't know if you're going to be in a chance where you could potentially have an easier setup than this right now, especially against a freshman quarterback and all the elements kind of going into the season. Like, this is the time to do it. I think that Jeremiah Smith definitely has validity with it. I would love to see them get involved more in the offense with how they play against Michigan, considering that he didn't have that much action in the past game. But I mean, I definitely like to hear that from him, especially with how the rivalry mentality has kind of slipped away a little bit with the 12-team playoffs.
So then Dorian Barney goes through it and basically says the exact same thing. He's like, hey, well, I'm a Wolverine. We're not losing to the Buckeyes. Is this almost like mockery right back with these two things happening so close together? Or is this just a college kid making random promises? Not even a college kid, high school kid making random promises.
No, I definitely think that that's just, the banter that comes with a rivalry like this. I mean, you got two. This is probably the biggest rivalry in all of college football and honestly all of sports at this point. And there is going to be that banter no matter what. I was pretty much expecting it. I kind of figured that someone from Michigan would say something about that. And it will be kind of interesting to see, though, because he's a defensive back recruit, so he might have to go up against him at some point if they cross paths there. So that could be interesting.
Most certainly could. Dylan, good stuff as always. Appreciate you setting aside the time and look forward to talking to you here as both a Browns offseason ramps up and the Buckeyes right around the corner from kicking off.
Thanks, Jake. You have a good one.
You too. Dylan Feltovich, Cleveland Browns on SI, Ohio State Buckeyes on SI. Joining us there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.